Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women, helpers, and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We are tackling the tough reality that many in the healing professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and emerged with the tools and strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but also to cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. On today's episode, we're going to ponder these questions. Do you find yourself retreating, pulling away from others, feeling like something is missing, feeling disconnected, and like there's a piece missing? Or are you clear? Are you clear on your connection to yourself? Are you clear on your connection to source? Are you clear on your connection to others? Either way, this episode is going to shed light on universal law and how that can help you in your life, your business, and your health. This is going to be a series I'm going to be doing. So today I'm going to explain about universal law, and then we're going to go into that in the subsequent weeks, into each individual law. But first, I want to invite you to download your universal law cheat sheet in the Abundance and Flow community on School. In that community, you'll also find other awesome AF trainings where we are building community of other helpers and healers to have more abundance and flow in their lives. So let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join the school community and the link to the Universal Law cheat sheet will be in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. I'm going to start today with how I found Universal Law and kind of my background. Universal Laws have brought me full circle spiritually. However, I was raised Catholic, and whether this happens to other people or not, I do have some people and clients that I've worked with that this has been their experience as well. It's not everybody's, but I took a lot of that religion and the way it was presented to me, that if you didn't believe that or you didn't do the things that they thought, then there was this shame and guilt that I just absorbed and put that on myself. Perhaps it was also, you know, kind of pressed on me in a way. However, after leaving home and getting into the college world, it's, you know, eye-awakening for many people. But I also just realized that in the name of religion, Catholicism, people were doing things that I didn't really resonate with or find to be very Christian or Christ-like. And as I began to explore and not want to feel that game and shame anymore, I separated myself from the church. And over the next 10 to 15 years, I really didn't practice any prayer. I didn't practice any religious practices. I would go to church with my grandma. It was important to her. So when we were around her and it was time for church, we went to church. And I always loved the stories, and I love the stories in the Bible. I love the lessons in the Bible. However, you know, too mature to separate the two. And my mechanism was just, you know, I was almost atheist or agnostic, right? And I say that as a label, but perhaps I was just kind of shutting that door so that I could ignore the feelings of the guilt and shame. And maybe some of you are resonating with this, maybe you're not, but this is my story, and I will be getting to why that's important in the universal law journey for me. As I was introduced to universal law, it was in the midst of coming out of years of sickness. I had Hashimoto's, adrenal fatigue, and I was just feeling pretty disconnected. And I was disconnected to myself. I was disconnected to others. I was disconnected to source energy. And as through that illness, there just became portions of surrender, but also opening and learning more about myself and learning more about other energy in the world. And universal law really bridged that gap for me, right? It took this kind of intangible energy and put it into a tangible form that allowed me to believe that there was a bigger energy at play. and that everything worked together and had a purpose. And I could also use the word universal energy at that time. I was still had a hard time using God energy or source energy, as my beliefs had that all mixed up with religion. And as I began to be able to separate that, now I know there is God energy, there is source energy. But at the time, again, universal law allowed me a word, universe, as a source of energy and a higher energy than myself. So universal law really did become the backbone to which I could believe safely in that bigger energy. And this allowed me to connect not only to that bigger energy, but to others and to myself. And it was really interesting how that came in, because I came in on the waves of working with a business coach. So again, another real logically inspired way to bring in more spiritual guidance to my life. So how many of you have heard of universal law? It goes by many names, right? And underlying, it really are universal law is the principles that help us understand how the universe works, how the energy, the guiding energy or forces that influence the order to the universe, the nature of reality and human behavior. And the specific terminology may vary, but the essence of these teachings remains consistent across many cultures, spiritual traditions, and it really sheds light on this shared belief in the interconnectedness and the balance of all things, really. These spiritual principles have been woven into many texts, many spiritual avenues, from Buddhist to Christianity, yogic to hermetic, and from different descriptions of it, laws, principles, the way, the great way. And although they may be slightly called something different, or the actual grammar, semantics around it looks different, when distilled down, there are these underlying currents, these underlying themes that are the same. And if you have looked into universal law, you may have experienced this. Is there 9? Is there 12? Is there 7? And this does happen. And across the board, it's labeled different from different perspectives. And it's really just the way that they nest the laws with each other and how they interconnect them versus being a main law or a subsidiary law. And if these connect with you and you start to learn them, what I really encourage you to do is take what resonates, leave the rest. You may circle back to it a different time in your life. You may not. However, that is what we're here to do, is to find the things that do resonate and build on that for ourselves. So how does this help me, right? I learned these laws, so what, right? Well, I was able to take these laws, these spiritual laws, and use them in my healing journey and in my life and in my business. I use them with clients to help them have a different perspective or to understand how things in the universe work. And the different laws have brought in different things for me. For example, the law of cause and effect brings a lot of empowerment for myself and for other people, and helps you to remember that you get to create your life and that you can change things. So that's where the empowerment comes from, right? And if you look at the basic of the law of cause and effect, which I will go over in depth in a later episode, your cause is your action, right? It's the thing that you do. And what you see from the thing that you do is your effect. So if you want a different effect, if you want something different in your life, you want more money, you want to be healthier, you want a better body, you want to not have to drive so long in traffic, anything, then you need to change your action, right? So maybe you start walking every day. Maybe you eat a better diet. Maybe you learn that there's a fast train 2 blocks down instead of driving through the traffic. You change your action, then you have a new effect. I get to work on time. I feel healthier. I have more energy. I think you get the point on that one. And the other law that really has built my business per se, it's the foundations of, from the work that I do, is the law of vibration. And the amazing thing here is we also can change our vibration. And this is where the law of attraction sits. Many people have heard of the law of attraction, but it's all based on vibration. You attract what you, which you resonate with or hold the same vibration of. And here's the thing, everything vibrates. The chair I'm sitting on is vibrating. The building I'm in is just a bunch of atoms vibrating together to hold a shape. And we can change that. And so understanding that everything vibrates, and if we hook that in with the law of transmutation of energy, right? Nothing is created nor destroyed. It can just be transmuted or transformed. Then we realize that we have an impact in that vibration. And in my business, I started using essential oils, supplements, crystals, Reiki energy healing to change that vibration of clients to help them heal. But not only is it these physical things that we can bring in to change our vibration, it's also in our mind. So our mindset, our beliefs, and our thoughts are all vibration that affect our overall vibration. And when we talk in the aspect of healing, every organ in our body vibrates at a specific frequency. And again, we can change that vibration to be one of more health or more vibrancy, or to allow a system to work better with itself by changing the vibration, bringing the vibration up to the level of either healing or optimal functioning. Another foundation law for my programming and for just healing in general is the law of polarity. And this is where I bring a lot of attention to scarcity and abundance. So being sick is being in scarcity of health. And sometimes we don't really think about that, right? We can also look at anything that we don't have is that we're believing in lack. We're believing in the scarcity instead of the abundance. And abundance really is the natural order. And again, insert your word of choice of where you are in your journey now, but God, source, universe, it wants us to be supported. It wants us to feel abundant. It wants us to be healthy. And so if we can use these principles to help us slide into that scale of abundance, we are actually fulfilling that craving of the natural order of things. So how do we use universal law? Universal law is much like any other principles, guidelines, laws that we choose to live by. Maybe you follow some values for integrity, or maybe you follow the road laws when you're driving a car, which is all to allow for safety and to take the chaos out of what it could be if we didn't have those things in place, correct? And so the most important part of the laws is just to start experimenting, start exploring them, read them, understand them from the point of view where you're at today, and then start to notice them. Bring them into your life, bring them into your business, bring them into your health journey, and notice where they could come into play. And as I go through them over the coming weeks, you'll have lots of great examples, lots of questions to ask yourself, and exercises to where you can bring them into your life and where you can be able to use them for your advantage, right? So we want to work smarter, not harder. So if there's this energy underlying working for us anyways, we might as well jump in and use it. And what I've really find to notice with myself, with other people, is that the more you use them, then every time you reference them, you go back to them, you'll understand them in a little deeper way and a little bit differently as you're able to open up and see them from a new perspective. As you heal, as you grow in your connection with yourself, with the universe, in your relationships, and this will hopefully bring in new perspective for you, but also create empowerment because you can see an order to the way things work. In the show notes, I'll also put some important resources, some things that helped me get started. Again, you can go into the Abundance and Flow community and school where I have some cheat sheets that you can read about really pertaining to health and healing. And as I said before, learning and applying the principles of universal law opened a door to a new way of thinking for me. This allowed me to show up in my life and business in a totally different way. By expanding my thoughts and what I believe to be true, I also opened up the space to see what else was available to me. What else could be true? What else could I have seen in a limited space as I was growing up, maturing, healing? And now I can say without a doubt, which is something I could not say a few years ago, that I am more spiritual than I ever have been, at least that I can remember in my 46 years of life. And I still continue to explore, study, reach out to others to see how I can expand, but also how being spiritually connected to yourself, to source, to others really helps you heal your body, your business, your life, and your relationships. And so for those of you listening, I truly appreciate you tuning in and listening. And I am cheering you on as you take action in reclaiming your energy. I hope you tune in next week as we are going to dive into the law of one, which is often confusing until you understand the way and the principles of it. And so in the next episode, I hope to bring that into clarity for you. And I'm, as always, I'm sending you much love and light until next time. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.